Some 175,000 farms dot her fertile countryside. President Thomas Jefferson purchased her from Spain in 1803, and pioneers began her settlement in 1830. She's the 29th state of the Union, joining in 1846. Today, she's the home of the largest cereal mill in the world, saluting the Hawkeye State, Iowa. This is the Far East Network Philippines.
It's 9 p.m.
From the World Desk of the United Press International, this is Michael O'Neill. Good morning. Iran and Iraq are continuing their escalating undeclared war this morning, and Iraq is now saying that Iran has freed 52 American hostages, an unconfirmed report, as our Edwin Smith points out.
Iraqi state radio in Baghdad says all 52 American hostages have been released by what it calls the racist Farsi regime of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. But there is no confirmation of the report, either from Iran or from the State Department in Washington. A spokesman at the Iranian embassy here in London, asked about the report that Khomeini had ordered the Americans released unconditionally, said that the embassy had heard nothing about this, and he pointed out that the source of the report was Iraq, with which Iran is fighting a bitter, if undeclared, war. In the past, Iraqi diplomats have been suspected as the source of several reports about the hostages, which have proved to be unfounded. Edwin Smith, London.
And you were listening to UPI World News. President Carter campaigns today in California, Oregon, and Washington State on this final day of his current two-day campaign trip. Ronald Reagan makes campaign appearances today at Pensacola, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Springfield, Missouri. John Anderson visits Philadelphia, Allentown, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania before traveling on to New York. Testimony resumes this morning in Washington Federal Court in the bribery and conspiracy trial of...